is our returning champion, James Reynolds from Malibu, California. Stand by to see James play for gold bars valued at $5,967. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a luxuriously equipped Jeep valued at $22,387 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Nice to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. He bought all the instant bargains, and he still won big. A fine champion, James Reynolds. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, you picked up over $4,000 in cash and prizes just in instant bargains. Still won the match and won it going away.
Great prizes.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, you got a trip to Hawaii, right?
That's right.
And that's yours to keep now, no matter what happens. But
great.
Here's where you stand. You won with $104. The gold bars that Jay was talking about cost $175. So to get those almost $6,000 worth of gold bars, you need the win and $71 more. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Good luck. Here to win it is the challengers, Summer Bartholomew.
Hello there.
I love silver.
Like I told you, I love gold.
Yes, you do love gold.
Her ambition is to win the Pulitzer Prize, originally from Stamford, Connecticut. Here's Terry Gardner.
Hi there, Terry.
And he is an office thesaurus from Los Angeles, California. Say hi to Jim Shaw.
Hello there, Jim. See you a little later in gold with some bargains, all right? Jim, why would they call you an office thesaurus?
Well, Jim, what I really like to do is I like to correct people when they're wrong, grammatically or in parts of their speech. Whenever they make a glitch, I'm known as the corrector. So
you're the one that did have they ever caught you up short sometimes?
They certainly have.
Yes.
And they never fail to remind me.
I would imagine so. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And Terry, your ambition is to win the Pulitzer Prize?
Yes, I'm a playwright and I specialize in comedies.
Well, that's terrific. Have you anything that you've written been on the boards, as they say?
No, but I have a lot in my filing cabinet at home.
Yeah, just that first break is tough. Well, we wish you well with that. We wish you well here. Nice to have you all here.
Thank you.
$20 starts all three players off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion and gets to go shopping. Let's get into it with this. Name the band leader who is loved for his champagne music. James.
Lawrence Welk.
Lawrence Welk it is. $5 for the correct answer, and James goes to $25. What are you holding if you're adjusting your f-stop and focusing range, eh?
Your camera.
Camera it is. Two in a row with the champion. He goes to 30. Think back to the 60s and tell me, what is the funky chicken? James.
It's a dance.
That's what it is. It's a dance. Three in a row. James beats Perry to the buzzer. Complete the familiar slogan of Smokey the Bear, only James.
You can prevent forest fires.
He is very quick, and he's got himself a 20-yard lead. My goodness. In a formal dinner setting, on what side of the plate should you find your fork? James?
On the right.
No. Forks go on the left. And you lose five for the incorrect answer, down to 35, but still a sizable lead. It could be a little clumsy reaching over there. $15 lead. Player in the lead with an instant bargain can buy that bargain merchandise. You bought everything on the last time and won. How about this? Oh, beautiful.
James, your eyes will sparkle when you see this crystal stemware. Sven Jensen of Denmark. Elegant, mouth-blown, and hand-cut crystal in the Scandinavian tradition. High quality and classic design from Sven Jensen of Denmark. And it's normally priced at $519. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh, that's nice. Good stuff. Wow. I didn't know that the glasses came with Scotch tape on them. Of course, it's logical, but turning all this stuff around, I think I better mind my own. It sounded funny when I picked it up, though. $519 worth of crystal. And it is beautiful crystal. That's why they were taking such good care of it there. You've got a $15 lead. It would cost you just $5. You would still have a $10 lead. So I'm going to leave that price right where it is. You want over $500 worth of crystal. It'll cost you just the value of one question.
It's going once. It's beautiful.
Going twice.
Come on, James.
No chance.
I break everything that is glass in my house.
Well, we
I can't load the dishwasher.
If you told me that, we would have sent the Scotch tape over, too, and hold it down.
I would need it.
All right, didn't want to buy. Hangs on to the $15 lead. What handsome movie star are you imitating if you say Judy, James?
Cary Grant.
And I was going to do it so well, too. You're right.
Go ahead.
Cary Grant it is, and you've got that 5 back, and you're up to 40. You are sunning on the beach at the lovely Atlantic Ocean island, which calls its capital Hamilton. Jim. Bermuda. Bermuda. You lose 5 for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, Jim. Going down to 15. What French landmark was home to the character Quasimodo? James.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Hunchback of Notre Dame it is, and James to 45. Time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for a pick of that Fame Game board with a lot of information about a famous person. I am an actress singer born in Cincinnati in 1924. I borrowed my stage name from a song title and gained popularity singing with the Bob Crosby and Les Brown bands. By the mid-40s, I was a successful recording star. When I got into films, I was cast as the classic freckle-faced girl next door. James.
Doris Day.
Doris Day, it has to be, yeah. Well, James, that gives you a pick of the board. 9 numbers up there on the board. You'll get what's behind the one you choose.
8.
And behind number 8, we have sunglasses. Ray-Ban leather sunglasses, classic styles with rich leather accents, plus sun-sensitive gradient fashion lenses for wear indoors and out, furnished by Bausch & Lomb.
Very fancy. It's over $200 worth of sunglasses. And you live in Malibu, so that'll come in very handy.
My Ray-Bans went off a boat this summer. Okay. In the water.
Well, with that plug, they'll probably send you another pair. We'll be right back, right after this. Our champion James Reynolds needs the win and $71 for gold bars, and he's already up to 45. He's in first place. Terry at 20, Jim at 15. Back with us. What name is given to the tossed salad made with olive oil, Terry?
Greek salad.
Worth a try when you hit the buzz. You might as well. No, lemon juice, anchovies, and a raw egg, and of course, a Caesar salad.
Oh, of course.
And you lose 5 on that, down to 15. But when you hit that buzzer, you might as well try it. In a classic song, where do troubles melt like lemon drops away, James?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Above the chimney tops, that's where it would be. Over the rainbow, James to 50. In what popular backyard sport do you volley a shuttlecock, James?
Badminton.
Yeah, that's the birdie, the shuttlecock, and badminton it is, and James to 55. In which of our states would you be if you were visiting the grave of John F. Kennedy? Terry?
Washington. Virginia.
No, I'm sorry. Unfortunately... Yeah, that, Washington, of course, is also a state, so the judge had to take your first answer, and it is indeed Virginia. Sorry about that, Terry. It cost you 5. But it is time for an instant bargain, and James doesn't mind at all because that gives him a little more breathing room. And, James, you can very easily afford those chilly evenings down by the beach. How about something like this?
James, we think you're really going to warm up to this next instant bargain. Lopi's Answer wood-burning stove. Efficiency designed to fit your decor and budget with solid brass doors and etched glass details. The Answer, furnished by Lopi. And it's normally priced at $800. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $10.
Wow, that's nice. That is beautiful. Gorgeous. That would be lovely on a chilly evening, sitting there with a young lady like that.
It gets cold in Malibu.
It does. But this looks like certainly a warm setting for it. $800 it would normally cost. Here it's 10. You have a $40 lead over Jim. $40 lead. So, Terry, did you want me to mention that his lead is bigger over you? Is that what you were...
No, okay. No, you can forget that.
Let that one slide by. So if you bought it for 10, you would still have a big lead. I didn't offer you any money last time, so I will this time. Just to be fair, give you a little money to buy some logs for it. I'll put $100 in cash with it. $900 bargain for 10 bucks, you'd still have a big lead. Going once. Going twice. Yeah, with that lead. Oh, yeah. Goodbye. You got some cash. $900 bargain for $10. We knock it off his score down to 45, and still he's got that lead. Back with us. Following Nixon's trip to China, what kind of cuddly bear-like creatures, James?
Panda bears.
That's what we're giving to the U.S. The panda's exactly right. He's got 5 of the 10 right back. Of the 7, which is the most densely populated continent? Do we give the opportunities? No, I'm sorry. The buzzer hit first. It's Europe. Europe is the continent that's the most populated.
I'm glad I didn't get to answer.
Okay. Yeah, but you didn't lose anything. Appreciate your honesty there, Terry. In what sport might you get a birdie, eagle, or bogey? James.
Golf.
Golf is what it is. James back to 55. From the Greek, this word means an abnormal fear of something. James?
Phobia.
Phobia, yes, any phobia. And James hits the $60 mark. Who wrote under the name Poor Richard Saunders? Poor Richard? Terry?
Benjamin Franklin?
Yes, that's right. And that time you hit a right over the buzzer. Terry.
I'm not even Catholic.
You're now in a tie with Jim for second place, Terry. Got another five. Talking about Ben Franklin, his choice of pen name Poor Richard seemed very appropriate. Early records of the Bank of America show that Ben Franklin's account was overdrawn at least 3 days out of every week. And this is the man who said a penny saved is a penny earned. We'll be right back. Well, it's been all James Reynolds up to now, but there's ample time to get back at him there, Jim and Terry, because $15 money card is up there on the board right now. That would cut into his lead. A famous thing. I am a beverage whose use was discovered nearly 5,000 years ago. I now rank as the most popular drink in more countries than any other drink. The earliest known mention of me occurs in Chinese literature about 350 A.D. The custom of drinking me spread to Europe about 1600. Jim?
Tea.
Tea is exactly what it is. Yeah. Jim, you've got yourself a pick of the board now. Chance to pick up something nice, maybe a money card. What number would you like?
Jim, I think I'll take number four.
And behind number four, we have a sewing machine. Believe in your life. A new home, Nouveau 2018 e-sewing machine designed to make sewing easier with its famous jam-proof top-loading hook system and convenience features furnished by the new home sewing machine company.
That's a nice prize, worth almost $600, as a matter of fact. And that is yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Didn't find
Thank
the money
you.
Cards. They stay up there, and we'll add the 25 later. With what sport are the names Mario Andretti, Jackie Stewart, James...
Race driving.
Are race driving, auto racing, anything like that acceptable to your right? Change to 65. What musical term is the plural form of the word opus? Jim.
Work or...
No. The musical term, the plural of opus, I was surprised to learn this myself.
Oh,
opera.
Opera
is the plural of opus. And you lose five on that, Jim. Yeah. Terry, you're in second place. On the long-running television series, who played the title role of McHale's Navy? James.
Ernest Borgnine.
Borgnine, and he's quick with that buzzer, and he goes to 70. A much bigger lead now, James. And, oh, look at this.
Oh, James, pull into your next pit stop with this great mini Indy racer. You may enjoy a little driving with this 3-horsepower car built to 1/3 scale with a top speed of 18 miles per hour, furnished by FW Leisure Industries, and it's normally priced at $1,100. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $15.
Is that incredible? I mean, that's got a motor. That thing goes. That is not a little car. That goes. That's a transportation.
That looks like fun.
It is $1,100. Cost you $15. You would still have a monstrous $40 lead.
Would I fit in that?
Would you fit? I'll make.
Who
I'll give
cares?
You a little
give us a break.
If you don't fit, I'll give you some money to help make it fit. $400 in cash as well. Going once.
Do I get the money if I do fit?
Going twice. He's gonna buy. Yes, indeed. You got the cart. You got the cash. Cost you just $15, and he still has a sizable lead. We'll be back to find out if he's going to add some gold to his winnings after this. That's wild, isn't it? James needs just $71 in the win for the gold bars. He's already at 55. Terry at 15. Jim at 10. Back with us. In literature, what ancient war ended when a city was captured by soldiers hidden in a giant wooden horse? James.
The Trojan War.
Trojan War it is. James to 60. Yes. The ABC powers is a loose coalition between Argentina, Brazil, and what other country? ABC? Jim.
Colombia?
No. Worth a try. No, Chile. And you lose five on that, Jim. Sorry about that. What octogenarian won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in Neil Simon's The Sunshine Boys? Terry.
Art Carney.
George Burns. George Burns.
But they're good friends. Trust
me. Let him hold it.
I hate to take $5 away for that. Doggone it. The judge is cruel. Unfortunately, they're going to. But there are $25 money card up there on the board someplace now. Third and final crack of the fame game. Hope you're playing along at home with us. Famous person. I am a sports figure born in Scandinavia in 1888, who came to the United States in 1893. I studied chemistry and played football at a... Jim?
Knute Rockne.
You are right. Knute Rockne it is. Yes. Well done. Jim, again, the pick of the board.
Jim, I think I'll take number three.
And behind number three, we have $10.
$10 money card.
Six and the one.
Well, we add the $10 money card to Jim's score, and he goes to 15. And now we finish up the game with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is James at 60, Jim at 15, Terry at 10. Good luck. We start the speed round now. What union was led for 13 years by labor leader Jimmy Hoffa? James.
The CIO.
Wrong. According to the old saying, practice makes... James?
Perfect.
Right. Give me the name of the network dance show hosted by Dick Clark. Jim?
American Bandstand.
Right. In what state is Fort Knox? Terry?
Pennsylvania.
Wrong. What are you eating if you're snacking on filberts? Jim?
Nut.
Right. What river flows past the Houses of Parliament in London? Terry?
Thames.
Yes. How many strings on a ukulele? James?
Four.
Right. By what more common name do we know the Latter-day Saints? Jim?
Mormons.
Right. Of what nation is Nova Scotia a part? Jim?
Canada.
Right. Dutch painter Vincent van Gogh cut off what part of the mind? James?
His ear.
Right. What actor played the title role in the TV show Trapper John? James?
Purnell Roberts.
Right. Name the vitamin known as ascorbic acid. James?
Vitamin C.
Right. What bay nearly bisects the state of Maryland? Time. Time is up, and James has won it. And he won it with enough money for those gold bars. I thought for a moment he might not get to it. He did. Back to the champion in just a moment. First of all, the bay that nearly bisects the state of Maryland is Chesapeake Bay. Fort Knox is in the state of Kentucky. And Jimmy Hoffa led the Teamsters for 13 years. Well, Jim, you got yourself that sewing machine. I wish in retrospect, instead of finding a money card there, you'd found another nice prize up there.
So do I.
But with the cash, you're over $600 in cash and prizes. Thank you. Terry, doggone it, getting a chance to pick up anything along the way, but you have a great sense of humor.
Well, I got my lunch money.
All right, that'll see. You got your lunch money. Good luck. We'll look for a play written by Terry Gardner one day. Thank you. James Reynolds, come on up here. Let's go shopping. It looked like for a while you were going to be a little short of the $71 you needed.
A little scared.
But you got up to 80, and that added to your previous total gives you $184. You have enough. Say yes, and this is yours.
All the glitters isn't gold, but this certainly is. 17 gold bars. Each bar is 24 karat gold Credit Suisse, weighs 1 troy ounce, and is stamped 999.9 pure gold. Furnished by Dick Ferreira of Los Angeles. Normally priced at $5,967. Yours on sale of the century for only
$175. $175. You've got $184. Here, at this point, all you have to do is say yes. And these are yours. Now, you hang on to those for a moment there, because think about this now. The next thing up the line, you've already seen that motorcycle. It is $76 and another win away. Further up the line, something you haven't seen. Get the $445, and James would have this wonderful trip for you.
Sound the jungle drums, because you're on your way to a fabulous African safari. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Kenya for an unforgettable 16-day adventure in the big game reserves. The law of the jungle will unfold before your very eyes as you experience an old-time camping safari led by an experienced guide. Normally priced at $16,000, yours on sale of the century for only $445.
And that luxury Jeep is a $530. $640 would get you all the prizes we have on the stage. If you get to $750, we'll give you all of the prizes plus this.
A cash jackpot of $55,000.
And that in total is $124,854 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But right now, James, you have enough money that you can take that gold and everything else you've picked up and leave us. You've picked up a lot. Or take the risk that you could win again with the motorcycle next. Tough decision. That's solid gold.
It is a really tough decision.
Right after this, we'll find out what his decision is going to be. Back with our champion, James Reynolds, who's been very quiet here thinking about that gold that he's got in his hand. Just one word, yes, and it's yours with everything else you've picked up. I think a trip to Hawaii, among other things. Or you give me back the gold, taking the risk that you could win again. The motorcycle is next. James, what's it going to be?
You can keep the gold.
Oh, he's coming back. I know that was a tough decision. He's going to put his money in the bank. We'll add another $1,000 to the cash jackpot. $56,000 in that cash jackpot. And we'll find out if he made the right decision next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
What's the deal? What are you going to do?
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.